This is a homebrew podcast.
Ah, this one is heavy.
Please tell me there's not a potato in it.
No, it sloshes when I shake it, so let me just open it here. Ah, it is from Lucas Kuhn. Hello, Lucas Kuhn.
Oh.
What does it say here? There's a beer in here. That's cool.
Beer?
That was kind.
Yeah. It says here, what does a skeleton order at the bar?
What?
A beer and a mop.
It took a second, but I get it.
I didn't like that one.
Oh, Ferrick, darling, I thought it was very clever.
I didn't write it. Lucas did. Thank you for your letter and the beer, Lucas. We will enjoy it in small sips, and we will not need mops because we will not be skeletons.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
I mean, we are skeletons, but they're kind of trapped inside our meat. So
define trap.
I guess I lied. We are skeletons. You know, the bones are trapped inside the meat, and the meat is trapped inside the skin.
It's meant to escape.
We have skeletons. We are Ambrose, electrical impulses within it.
One day your skeleton will escape from your body, and it will be a horrific scene.
Please stop.
Okay, all right. You know what? We don't need to do this.
I definitely need a beer now.
Here you go.
Delicious.
Thank you, Lucas.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition actual play podcast, starring Nathan,
Eugene, Fire in the Hole,
Andy,
Pickles. I was eaten by a potato. I'm guessing there's not a lot of people that could say that.
Allie,
Navara, I wonder what the shiny thing does.
Katie,
Adolia Rowan, bearer of the hero's light.
Austin.
Ferrick, seriously, nobody got my au gratin joke? Oh, now you laugh.
I got it.
I named the previous episode after it, Austin. That's a true
fact. Ian.
Ambrose Bussan, conqueror of his own fears.
And joining us this week will be Tyrell.
Ravana, what does hook up mean?
Oh, Lord.
And I am the Dungeon Master, Cody, and this is episode 48 of Power Word Fail. Last time, you immediately rolled initiative against the giant potato monster, and soon realized it was not alone, as several of its friends sprung up near Pickles and Navara. You began fighting on three fronts. Navara called out that there was some sort of orb at the end of the cavern where she was, and Pickles took some heavy hits from your enemies. After several rounds of combat, you were able to defeat the potato monsters with a final clutch fire rune from Eugene. Navara secured the orb on the eastern end of the cavern, and that's where we'll pick back up. You are in a dank, dark mine lit by purple crystals. There is steaming piles of mashed potato everywhere, and the floor is yours.
I think we need to get out of this mine.
I think we need to rest.
We shall rest first, but we need to go further. Whatever these cultists are doing, they are bastardizing what I believe in.
I agree with Ferrick.
Do you think the orb goes in the door?
Ravenal, Pickles, you all right? We didn't see what happened.
Nope, I need a nap. I got eaten by a potato.
Did you?
Yep, Ravenal saved me.
Yes, but we fell the creature, and Pickles has asked to hook up. But I'm not sure what that means.
Ferret spits, like, straight, and is, like, drinking from their water skin, and immediately does a spit take.
Pickles just nods.
God damn, Pickles.
What?
You know what?
All right.
I respect a direct approach. All of you take a nap. I'll keep watch.
Okay.
One second.
Don't keep too much a watch, and I'm gonna go and take a rest.
Navarre's going to prestidigitate, like, Pickles clean real quick, and then she will take a nap.
We're just talking a short rest, right? We've only been awake for a few hours.
Oh,
just a short rest.
Right. Just a short rest.
Just a rest.
Perfect.
Adalia is gonna go kind of sit near the door, just to make sure. Just to make sure nothing terrible happens.
Ferrick will walk along the cavern floor and find Adalia and kind of lean up against the cavern wall next to her as she takes watch.
Pickles is going to sit and squish potatoes while she takes her break. She's just going to take her warhammer and squish.
Eugene would definitely approach Pickles. You asked to hook up with Ravino.
Have you looked at him?
I have. He's gorgeous.
She just shrugs at you like, okay.
Do you think it's going to go anywhere?
I don't know. That's okay. Why you ask.
I see. Huh.
Maybe you should just ask. Have you ever tried taking the direct approach? Like, this whole,
so
like,
respect.
Gifts and, like, it's just...
No, I haven't. Miraz, or Eugene also just rolled a 9 on Insight. Well, I really hope that works out, Pickles. If there's anything I can do to support or move this along, let me know.
Miraz, I'm not looking to fall in love here. I'm just... It's just... Like, you just start somewhere, and that's a good place to start, okay?
Okay. All right, great.
Why are you making it weird? Like...
A direct approach... It's a lot to think on.
Don't think on it too much. That's kind of weird.
Okay. And so Eugene will walk over to Ambrose.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Say, Ambrose, do you want to hook up?
I look at Eugene's face.
Sorry, I need to leave the podcast. I have to go.
I just look at you just completely dead in the face because I'm trying to figure out what.
Eugene gets redder and redder.
I zip up my cloak and I just turn invisible. And I just walk away.
Eugene walks back to Pickles and sits down.
Where'd you go?
The direct approach, like you said.
Oh, you didn't.
I did. We'll see where it goes, right? It's a starting point, like you said.
Oh.
That is what I said. Yeah. I'm going to go back to squishing potatoes.
All right.
How far was that conversation from Ambrose? Just to, like...
I think we're all just really involved at this point.
So far. No, like before. Like the. I just want to know distance wise. Like, was there a possibility I could have heard this conversation occurring beforehand or not?
I mean, it was like 40 feet away from you.
Yeah. We're shouting. I mean, purposely, Pickles wouldn't want Ravino to overhear, so. Thank you for that, Nathan. Mm hmm.
Hey, you never know. Shoot your shot, King.
So Adalia is located at sort of a central point. So I feel like she's heard all of this happen. She kind of turns to Ferrick and says, "Tell me I won't ever have to go through that again."
Go through what?
All of that. The uncertainty.
You really like me then, don't you?
Yes. Is that a surprise?
I just, you know, you wonder. And there is so much uncertainty with life and death.
Adalia will stand up on her tiptoes and, like, kiss him right on the beak. Stop wondering.
Ambrose has been between Adalia and Ferrick the whole entire time.
Oh, no, you have not.
You think this has been great?
No.
I've been
absolutely
invisible.
Not. You do not get to retcon that. No.
Ferrick wraps their arms around Adalia's waist and pulls them in and makes the closest facsimile to a kiss that they possibly can.
Just like a little, like, beak nibble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A peck, if you will.
Pick.
Shall we do this? Navarre just kind of like is tossing the orb.
Please.
Navarre will take the orb and touch it to the door.
Ferrick will brace because last time this door opened, it tried to swallow them.
Yeah.
This is dead around the corner. For that exact reason.
Yeah.
You put the orb into the sphere divot into the stone, and it glows for a moment, and then magically turns into two door handles.
You must be very careful.
Shall we?
Do temporary hit points go away after a short rest?
I think so.
No. No?
Oh, they don't? Is it only long rest?
I think it's only long rest.
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to burn another spell slot to make a protector round because it goes away after an hour.
Until they're depleted or a long rest.
Oh, so we're fine.
Nice.
Yep.
This is different. You want to try opening the door?
Yeah. Navarre is just going to turn the handle and attempt to push through.
All right.
Stop this ritual.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Double ooh.
That is bad. Yeah.
That's really
no
bad.
Thanks.
Oh,
I'm sure the audio
no
medium
thanks.
Listeners love this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We just see lots of baddies.
There are there's so like many baddies, and there's people. Stuff glowing. Like,
I think
there
we
are
found the ritual.
A lot of elements. Listeners.
All right.
So. Hey, you guys see a ritual
paint us
going
a picture.
On around here?
Yeah, Cody, paint us a word picture.
All right. So as you open the door, it glows a purplish color and then fades, revealing the interior of the mine. Inside, you see a large circular platform with runes all around it. Across it are two broken pillars. In the middle are two pedestals. In front of one pedestal stands a figure that you know well, Ambrose. It is your father, Isaac Bussant.
Oh my god!
He is standing in front of a large purple wall, and touching the wall are several of those snake cultists who look back at you as you enter and hiss loudly. Just beyond the veil of the wall that the cultists are touching, you can see a hunched over womanly figure. She is pacing back and forth and then looks at you. The cultists all hiss and say, "You fools are too late. The ritual is nearly complete." Isaac Bussant points at you and says, "You're too late, son. You just need to leave here before you get yourself hurt."
"You fucking traitor.
You don't know what's going on. You just need to leave before you ruin this."
"Where's mom?"
On the other side of the wall, you see that womanly figure press up against it, and she says,
"Oh, it's you, dearies! Let them come! They can be the next sacrifice to complete the ritual!"
Isaac sighs and says, "You fools. And I think that you're going to have to roll initiative as the cultists all start casting spells at you."
Yep.
12 for Eugene.
Oh my god.
17 for Ravenel.
And it's a 16 for Pickles.
Pickle!
9 for Ferrick.
24 for Navarre.
Ooh, 17 for Ambrose. Man, roll is bad. Navarre, can I ask something?
Yes.
Could you trade initiative with me?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You can have all the temporary healing you want, wherever you want.
I rolled a 17 before, Allie.
17?
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
All right. Looks like everyone's in initiative. Ambrose, you're up first.
You see, Dad, the difference between me and you is that I'm smarter. I'm going to cast Silence right on top of him.
Nice.
40-foot radius. Blocking like the whole center, exactly at the point of, sorry, give me 1 second, get a ruler out. 65 feet away, so I can't be counterspelled. And I'm just gonna do it exactly on top of this guy right here. The snaky Voldemort wizard sitting in the center of the ritual.
All right.
I take out my protector round, which has already been loaded, and I fire it on my group, giving them all a D8 plus 4 temporary hit points, which is only 5.
Can I choose not to take those so that I can retain the 11 from earlier? or does it have to be whichever is most
I think it's always the higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, whatever the highest is, you keep.
Okay, cool.
In my turn.
And be aware that if you're close to me, you have a +5 to your saving throws.
Thank you, Ravenov.
No doubt.
And this is a mixture of like spicy habaneros mixed in with black pepper, aerosol being fired off in here, which is impossible to breathe and speak. And I end my turn.
Oh, you see the dark matron run off into the shadows, and then from all around you, you hear a loud, "Be gone!" Poof. Dispel magic.
No!
Oh, no!
Counterspell! Is she within 60 feet? I can't see her. She's off the map.
No.
Can't imagine.
Damn it!
She's a smart matron.
Can she counterspell something that was cast from beyond 60 feet from her? Or dispel magic?
Dispel magic? Well,
she has 120 foot range on dispel magic.
It's the magical effect has to be within range, not the person.
Effect. Right.
Sorry. Yeah.
Any spell, right? Any spell, third or lower, on the target. Okay, so it is on a target.
Navara
will approach forward and move up the stairs into close to the center of the circle in front of Ambrose's father, and she will aim her weapon and attack.
All right.
The first hit is 18.
That hits.
She'll do 8 damage. The second hit is 20.
That will hit as well.
For another 8 damage, she will use her Vow of Enmity on him.
All right.
That will end her turn.
Ravenon.
Ravenon will start to move forward, coming past his allies in front of him, entering the rooms here, and then I'm going to dash right up into the casters that seem to be standing in this like ritual area behind Ambrose's father. And then I will stand with longsword in hand, ready to smite them.
Idalia.
Okay. Well, Idalia had a really cool fireball situation happening before everybody just had to run right in there and do stuff.
A really cool fireball situation. I mean, you still do.
I do. Amazing. I'm just trying to figure out my math. Hang on. Okay, so Idalia is going to put down a fireball right here. Essentially, I measured out that Idalia can put down a fireball that doesn't hit Ravenna or Navara, but hits everyone else but the cultists on the very end. It's like somewhere in this general area, but I can't do both at the same time. You get me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is a dex save?
It is a dex save. It's DC 16, and I am casting it at 4th level, so that is 96.
So how many of the cultists are you getting? You getting 6 of them in your blaster?
Yeah, but I just rolled literally the worst damage that has ever been rolled in the history of the world.
Oh, God. That's rough.
6 ones.
So that's only 14 damage. That is shameful. I am ashamed.
You never know. So let's roll some saves. One cultist passes. Oh, wait, that's Isaac Poussin. He passes really
Isaac
well.
Isaac Poussin puts a nat 20, listeners.
I mean, he's a Poussin. Are you surprised?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
He still takes half, right?
Yeah, half of 14, which is fucking 7. I have never been more disappointed in a roll than I am on that 4th level fireball. Jesus.
In all my days.
In all my days. All
right.
Whew. That's bad.
God, it's so bad. I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here comes the cultists. Fail. Fail.
Fail.
Fail.
Fail.
Fail.
Fail.
Pass. Pass. Fail. So 14. 18 damage, you say?
No, 14 damage. Just 14.
Oh.
Out of 4th level fireball. Just fucking ridiculous. That's 96.
Trying to rub it in, Cody?
You tried to make it worse?
I thought it was 4 plus 14. You're right, it is 14.
Bill, it's just 14.
Yeah, you lob it through this big purple wall over to the other side. It explodes. Let me roll for the Dark Matron here. She's going to take some.
That big purple wall, that's like a curtain?
Yeah.
Okay.
She fails too.
She fails.
God, that's the most unsatisfying fireball of my entire life.
As you lob it through, it doesn't seem like, you know, the wall, like it's just kind of like a veil or something. But as you begin to fry these cultists, the veil starts to crack and fizzle, and it looks like they can't maintain it. They're having a hard time concentrating on the ritual.
Okay.
They do take a lot of damage, but they are still alive.
Do they? Do they really? I feel like they take a very minimal amount of damage.
If it makes you feel better, you did a total of like 100 damage.
I
know. It's like 98 damage.
I'm just going to be bitter about it.
Could have been
forever.
A lot more, though.
Yeah.
We're all disappointed.
Yep. We're all disappointed. Everyone's sad. And that is the end of Holy
Pickles.
Is this thing in the center like a table, or like what is Isaac Boussant standing in front of?
It is a square pedestal. It is old and worn and cracked and stained with blood. And on the center of it, you see a dark crystal, very much like the one that Zeos had eaten.
That's not great.
What color is a crystal?
It is a dark purple.
Okay. Pickles, who stayed all the way back in the cave to be nowhere near this door when it opened, is now going to use her action and her movement to dash up past Raz and everybody else and just stand on top of that altar next to the crystal. And then she's going to action surge and start punching Isaac Boussant in the face.
All right.
She's going to use her giant smite first as her bonus action. So she's large, and then that's a 20 to hit.
That will hit.
For 16 damage.
All right.
That's a 15 to hit.
That will miss.
Okay, and then she is going to... Nope, that's it. So she is going to end her turn as very large pickles on a pedestal.
All right. Isaac Boussant, he will multi-attack. He will attack you, Pickles, 13.
That misses.
He will attack you, Navara, 26.
That will hit.
For 11 damage. And he will end his turn. Eugene, it is your move.
Yeah, I will move up and squeeze past Ferrick. Am I recalling correctly that counts as difficult terrain moving through an ally?
Mm-hmm. Like 5 feet.
Okay. Yeah. So I can get just barely up into the room. I will pull out a bottle rocket that has Ambrose's sovereign glue formula strapped to the end of it and send it whizzing off at Isaac Boussant and the cultists. So this is the web spell. At the start of their turns, they will need to make dexterity saving throws or risk being restrained in the web.
All right, so that ought to cover the 20-foot cube. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I drew it out on the floor, so just sticky webbing of glue coating the floor there. And I will bonus action move behind this crumbled pillar, hoping it might provide me a little bit of cover. And I will end my turn.
All right, three of the cultists will make some saves here. Fail, pass, fail. So two of them are restrained, and when they're restrained, they can't do anything, right?
They can attack, it's just at disadvantage.
So the cultists will all, in unison, begin casting some magic missiles.
No, thank you.
Well,
I'll take it. Give me all the smoke.
You're all the way in the back.
Give me all the smoke.
Being in the back means nothing when it's magic missiles.
So true.
Right, but I think only two can see them.
So, everyone's going to take some damage, unless you're going to shield it.
I think it automatically hits even with shield.
Yeah, there's
right?
no shielding.
Or yeah.
Shield.
No, you can cast shield.
Shield is the only thing that stops it.
Yeah,
oh,
shield actually.
Shit.
In the game. Oh, okay. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not casting tricky, shield at all.
Give me
out,
all the so. Smoke. Okay, I have
shows
shield.
The spell description.
You oh, take yeah. no all damage right. from magic missile.
Wow.
Okay. So, it's going to be a lot of magic missiles, guys.
But no, thank you. What about that?
That
oh,
is a lot.
Cultist.
There's 2 5th level magic missiles coming at Pickles and Navara. So 5th level would be
5d4.
6.
64.
Because it's 3
no,
plus 1 for
yeah,
each 7. Above 2. 7.
64.
74.
Second, third, fourth, fifth. Yeah, 74 plus 7.
Yep.
23 damage, Pickles. 18 damage, Navara.
Navara will cast shield.
Ravenaw, 26 damage. All right. That will prevent that. 26 damage, Ravenaw. Mm-hmm. Eugene, 22.
I'll take it.
Fyric, 21.
All right.
Idalia, 23.
Shields.
And Ambrose, 19.
Shield.
The cultists all begin to hiss and look at each other. One of them says to Isaac, "We don't have much power. Finish this."
Actually, I'm going to take that damage. I'm not going to cast shield.
All right. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Fyric, you are up. A barrage of magic missiles erupts across the room. You see your friends narrowly shielding them.
Yeah, Ferrick takes the blasts of magic missile, and feathers and fur kind of fly up in the air. They're going to turn around and kiss Idalia as a free action, and then immediately go invisible.
As a free action.
As a free action, my ass.
God, that's awesome.
That's a bonus action if I've ever heard it.
And then, so they are going to turn invisible. You cannot see me, so I will use a little icon to indicate that.
Oh my god, hold on.
Ambrose has made the discovery of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'm doing like 500 techniques on that.
And Ferrick is going to move into the room.
All right, bold move. Ambrose, it will be your move next.
I'm going to take out my heavy crossbow, change around, put it in. I haven't used this spell in such a very long time. I'm going to cast Fog Cloud in the center of the ritual.
All right.
And when I'm going to move up closer after I cast that spell, take out my protector round, fire it at Navara and Pickles. It's going to stay there and then give them a D8 plus 4 of my intelligence modifier. So they get 8 temporary hit points.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you.
And I end my turn.
So where is Fog Cloud? How big is that?
24 radius.
Same size as the silence.
Nice. Is it also a sphere?
Yeah.
Yep,
it is.
There you go.
Perfect.
So a foggy cloud disperses over the field. Eugene, you look as the field in front of you gets covered in fog, and then you hear a disturbing voice cackle.
I still see you!
Finger of death.
Oh, boy.
No!
Oh, shit.
So make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
How close is the Dark Matron to me?
I don't think you have line of sight.
Yeah, you can't see her.
Yeah.
The smoke.
Okay. Damn.
Well, also, there's all a right. corner that goes up to
oh,
here.
Oh, you're right.
So
there's a little bit of a wall
out.
Right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. That's a 15.
No!
7. Plus 30. 78 plus 30.
Boy, that's a lot of damage right there.
It's a lot of damage. It's a lot of damage.
Damage.
Let's see it.
7d8 plus 30. I feel
good
you, Eugene.
God.
Oh, oh my god! Wow. Oh my god! Are you dead?
I'm not dead, but I am down. Eugene okay. hits the ground. Webb is not concentration, so I believe that's still up. Still restraining those people and potentially Isaac as well.
She says, "Oh, I sense someone else has their fingers in your soup, Eugene, but you'll be mine soon." Navara. You hear a concussive blast as well as that little intercourse between Eugene and the Dark Matron there.
I don't like that word in that context.
No, no one likes that. Everyone's upset.
Navara is unable to see right now, so she can't do healing word. So with the fog cloud, she has advantage from her vow. Fog yes. cloud would give her disadvantage, so it would just be a straight roll?
Yes.
Okay. So she's just going to attack. The first one is a natural one.
Oh.
The second hit is a 23.
That hits.
That's going to be 10 damage. She's going to put a level 2 smite into it.
Nice. Okay.
For another 19 damage.
Dang. Okay.
And just to make sure there's nothing that might make smite have a bonus for Mr. Boussant. Is there? Like undead or fiend?
No.
Okay.
He's just and a man.
She will use her bonus action to hit with the other side of the scimitar for a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Yes! Nice.
Smite,
yes!
Smite.
That will be
smite.
9.
She smited damage. On the previous one. Can you smite on a bonus action?
You can.
I think so.
Oh,
anytime
cool.
As long as it's melee.
Anytime you hit.
We use our spell slots in order to watch them.
So. Wait, I just didn't know if you could smite on a bonus attack.
On a bonus? Yeah, you can smite on any melee attack.
Jeez.
Ooh, love to see it. Love to see it.
So.
The smite crit wasn't as crazy, but it was a total of a shitload of damage. Jesus.
So it was 13, I think?
45? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is a lot of damage. Shit. He does not look happy with that one.
Who do you think you're messing with?
I'm actually not sure.
You're about to learn.
He's going to take a legendary action to weapon attack you. A 12. He misses. Ooh. How's about 21? That one hits. Ugh. Right? Or did you shield?
Oh, I still actually have shield up.
All right. So he is trying to swing at you as hard as he can, but he is just not finding purchase.
Shield ends at the start of your turn, not the end.
Yes.
Oh.
So you wouldn't have shield.
You'd have to shield again.
I would not have shield. Mm-hmm. Would he have disadvantage, though?
It cancels out if it's all from fog.
Yeah. It's everything's
against
it's on the dice.
Her have advantage, and he has disadvantage.
Mm.
So it's.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If? So it would be as if yes. nothing was.
Unless you want to shield again.
Could shield it again.
I'll take the 14 slashing.
All right, Ravenor.
Right. I'll start swinging at these gentlemen. The caster men in a line here behind Boussant.
Swing.
26.
That hits.
For 5 damage plus.
This was one of the gentlemen that had been incinerated, and as you stab him, he bursts into a pile of snakes.
Nice. I swing again at the next one.
You hear a large shattering sound as the veil begins to weaken.
Yeah. I swing at another one, doing 6 damage plus.
He goes down.
9 damage. As I Oh, he just went down, but I'm not going to smite. If he dies. I don't know if I can say that. I would like to not use spell slot if he
dies.
I'll
allow it.
Okay.
You could tell that he was dying as you were about ready to imbue your strike with more magic energy. You could feel him bursting into a pile of snakes, which is a unique feeling.
And then I reach out with my free hand. As a bonus action, I reach out with my free hand towards the now large pickles. And I say, stay safe. And I cast Shield of Faith on her.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
Aww.
All right. Adalia.
Okay. So, Adalia is going to stand her ground right where she is. Unless... Is she able to get to a position where she can see the Dark Matron? My map kind of cuts off so that I...
Yeah, you theoretically, you could... You could run in here. Like, you could see her from over here.
Okay.
Or right behind Invisible Ferric. Or on top of this pillar. Nah, you can't really see her from there, but yeah.
She will be right behind Invisible Ferric. As she runs, she is going to take one of her crystalline forms as part of her wild shape. She is going to boost her own AC by one by taking her earth crystalline shape, but she will use her crystalline infusion to also grant temporary hit points to Ferric. I transfer my own hit points to another creature as temporary hit points up to a total of 8 plus my druid level. So I will give Ferric 14 temporary hit points and will subtract 6 of my own. My AC is now 20. And so that was my action. And then as my bonus action, I am going to Healing Word Eugene at the second level. So Eugene will take 14 points of healing. Welcome back, dear.
Thanks. What's going on? Matron.
We're fighting.
Yes, struggle, dear. Struggle.
Pickles?
All right, Pickles is just going to take a step forward up next to Ravenaw. And then she's going to continue swinging at Ambrose's dad. Nope, that's a 13.
Miss.
And a 12. So
miss.
She moved and she forgot where he was in this fog cloud. It just kind of started swinging.
Do you have to hit to grapple?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, I can use my whole action to grapple, but with Tavern Brawler, mm-hmm. if I hit, I can use my bonus action.
Okay.
And that's all she could do. Sad turn for Pickles.
All right. Isaac Boussant
has to make a dexterity saving throw.
He sure does. He passes.
Damn.
Man, I did not think he would be light on his feet.
He is a Boussant.
I'm a trained warrior, son. I'm fast on my feet.
It's only a +3. Come on.
It's faster than most. A cobbler's got +0. A peasant.
So true, King. You're so right.
At least he didn't refer them as peasants.
He's going to keep attacking you, Allie. Great sword attack. 12 and 12. Oof.
Miss and miss.
You guys are having like the sword fight of a lifetime in here.
No one can
crossing
see it.
Crossing blades. No one can see it. But you're going to hear it.
I like to imagine they're just twirling their blades. They're not even fighting.
Yes. They're just twirling a lot.
So you've reached the level of a true warrior.
I was imagining that they're both skilled enough that they see like the ripples in the fog as the blades are coming, and that's how they're both like deflecting each other.
We've both reached this pinnacle to where we don't even have to strike each other. We know if you're gonna block, I know you're gonna block. Two true warriors.
Alright, Eugene. You feel the breath of life come back into you.
I sure do. I am going to stand from prone, hope that my web is still in place. I can't see anything because of the fog cloud, but I'm going to follow through with the plan that I had. So bonus action to move up into the fog cloud, and then burning hands on, well, Cody, how would you like for me to play this? Like, I can see where everyone is, but do you want me to make some kind of check for Eugene knowing or placing the burning hands?
I mean, you put it there before the fog cloud went down. I mean, you did get knocked unconscious, but right. I think you know about the area of where you put it. I mean, I don't think you need a check.
Okay, well, if you let me get away with anything, I'm going to do it in this triangle here so that I hit Isaac as well. But otherwise, I'll do the three snake cultists in a row.
I mean, I think you can definitely hear this sword fight going on. So, I mean, if you want to target
sure,
Isaac,
okay.
I'd say that's fine.
Great. Yeah, so burning hands on Isaac and on the two cultists to the left in this conglomeration of web. So that's going to be a dexterity saving throw, DC 15. Terrible damage.
Isaac passes. One of the cultists fails. The other cultist fails.
Okay. Well,
these two are both incinerated.
Nice.
I'm sure. 8 damage.
Isaac will take.
Nice.
Yeah, 4 fire damage. The web also catches on fire, meaning that on Isaac's turn, he's going to take 2d4 fire damage because he's starting in a flaming web.
I see.
As well as the last cultist that's standing in the web as well.
Right.
Right. Cause,
so it's
well,
the cultist's turn.
It depends on how
turn.
Quickly it spreads, but yeah, the web
oh,
is
yeah.
burning.
Well, I mean, he's standing right next to where it started, so even if it spreads by one square a turn, I think he would be in the radius at this point. So he takes the damage.
5 damage.
He burns. They all burst into piles of flaming snakes.
Nice.
This is all kind of like backlit through the haze of fog that's lit from within with fire.
Right. You definitely hear the shattering of this veil. There's a large crunch every time one of these guys dies. Sounds like you're stepping on a bottle or something. Just like... It is their turn.
I hate when I get the hot snakes.
Oh boy. Man. Being a caster sucks when you can't see anything.
Yo.
Sure. It sure does.
I should have done that first before I burned a second level spell slot, but you live and learn.
Yeah. All right. One of the guys inside the fog cloud, the cultist, they are going to cast Wall of Force. So they are going to create
Adele,
a
do
wall.
You have a counter spell?
I do, but I can't see them. You put up fog
cloud. I break concentration.
Can you do that?
I don't
actually,
know if you can
you
see
wouldn't
them.
Know to, that's meta.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's
wouldn't
true.
Know to break concentration because you can't
you
see
You wouldn't
them.
Know that.
It's worth a try.
I have
never
counter
know.
Spell, yeah. but...
Right.
They're going to create a wall to block out as many people as they can as they whisper to Isaac, the ritual is failing. They're going to use a lightning bolt, but I don't think that they know exactly which way anybody is. So they're just casting it somewhat randomly at this sword fight. So I think they're just going to get you, Navara.
Okay.
Lightning bolt. A dexterity saving throw.
15.
Oof, you fail. I needed a 17. So it's 86. Oh, that minus 30. That's only 30 damage. 30.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, I'm down.
30 is still an awful damage. Lot, but yeah.
Yeah.
Only 30. Firik, you see a magical wall appear in front of you.
I don't think I see it because I think Wall of Force is invisible, right?
Yeah, I suppose it is invisible, but you definitely can feel it.
Yeah, I feel this wall. I think I'm going to use a bonus action to Misty Step past the wall.
Nice.
I am in the fog cloud now, but I am invisible. I butt into one of these cultists, and I am going to attack with advantage because I still am invisible, even though I'm in the fog cloud, blobbity blue, whatever. It's a 27 for 12.
That hits.
Is he down?
Yes.
To your left.
Hell yeah.
You hear in your ear in the dark.
I'm going to mark that mentally. And I am going to use my movement to back out of the fog cloud. Still invisible.
Ambrose.
So how high is the ceiling and how tall is the Wall of Force?
The ceiling is only about 10 to 8 feet, and the Wall of Force is 10 feet.
The Wall of Force is only 10 feet tall?
Yep.
Yes.
The ceiling is only 8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah, so it goes to the ceiling.
A second. Oh, okay. Give me a second, because I wasn't expecting this. I'm just going to fire a protective round at Adalia and give her some hit points. So
okay.
I gave you 7.
All right, I'll take them.
And I'm going to move into the fog and end my turn.
I don't know why her initiative keeps doing that. I am not doing that. I tried to fix it like 3 times. She's taking control.
Sure. Too powerful.
Uh-huh.
Listeners, the Dark Matron's initiative is 108.
It was 18, then it was 36, then it was... I'm like, what keeps happening? It's like
then
doubling.
It was 90. Yeah.
Every time you roll damage, it just keeps adding.
All right. Well, I do think that is where we're going to call it for the week. You'll have to tune in next time to find out the exciting conclusion to this crazy battle. Till then, come hang out with us on Discord, discord.gg/thehomebrewpodcast. We have a pretty awesome community growing. Come jump in and check it out. Tell me what you think of the fight so far. If you got a few extra dollars, go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thehomebrew. $2 gets you access to all kinds of cool stuff. This podcast is a homebrew podcast, and our sponsor is FanRoll Dice. Go get yourself some dice. Use promo code homebrew at checkout for 10% off. And remember, you are loved. You are loved as much as Ferrick loves Adalia, which is just adorable. You don't see that every day in a D&D game. Seems to be working out really great for him so far. You are as important as family. Family is the most important thing, as we learned from the Fast and Furious movies. What a great family reunion for Isaac and Ambrose. And you matter. You truly do matter, listeners. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much for all your support, and we'll see you next week.